Hello, and welcome to the Shrewkit Podcast. I'm Jenny Townsend, your host. This podcast is for individuals that are wanting to grow personally and professionally. The podcast is going to offer mindset shifts, personal experiences for myself and guest. We're also going to provide some great resources, tools, and direction for navigating life. The goal is to inspire you and encourage you to take ownership of your life and begin living it completely fully today. Let's get to stroking it. Hello and good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're tuning in. I want to say thank you. I'm Jenny Townsend, here to talk to you a little bit about the Stroke It book. The book will be launched next month and I'm so excited. So I kind of wanted just to share with you a little bit about the book, what to expect, how to purchase it, and just share some goodness with it. So first and foremost, this book became something because of a breakdown in my personal life. And when I was going through this really, really challenging time, a lot of people kept saying, journal, journal, write things out, get these emotions off your chest. And for the longest time, I did not do that. And then one day I was in Marshall's or TJ Maxx, one of those stores, and I saw this book, this like journal that said, take note. And it spoke to me, obviously, because I own a music studio. So the note portion really talked to me. But then secondly, I was thinking about all the things that I've been noting in my life and all the changes that I've been going through and all the things that I just wanted to make note of. So I bought that journal and then I slowly started just writing out feelings, emotions, the thought process. I started writing letters to people. I would never send them and thank goodness I never did. But it became such an amazing transformation for my mind, my body, and my soul. And it has like basically sparked this whole new journey and this whole new life, this entire passion project, which is called Stroke It. And Stroke It was inspired by my husband's affair with another woman when we were in counseling and we were talking about, you know, why, you know, that's always the million dollar question when you've been faced with a marital affair or really any kind of affair or any kind of strategy. We always ask ourselves, why? So in that moment, my husband was explaining, well, she listened to me and she validated me and she made me feel good. And my initial response at that time was, she stroked you emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so that just stuck with me. And I really leaned into those words and thinking about how those words played into all the other roles that I was playing in my life. So how was I showing up for myself? How was I showing up for my husband? How was I showing up to employees, my friends, my family? And was I validating them? Was I listening to them? Was I present when I was with them? Was I listening? And so this whole entire experience that was hard and it was challenging and it was hard to face led me to this amazing place where I am today, which is happy, fulfilled, and really encouraging not only myself, but other people to take care of themselves and the people within their life. So when I was going through my healing journey, I always refer to my healing journey as from discovery to recovery. So throughout the process and through the book, you will hear me say those words, and most likely I'm going to do a book or another project on that exact phrase. And the goal of the book was, number one, to help me and serve me and help me get through a really hard time in my life. And at that time, when the discovery happened, I could have just thrown in the towel in the marriage. I could have pointed the fingers. I could have placed blame. And I could have not sought forgiveness. And I would have been living in this place of maybe hatred and anger and regret. And I thought about my childhood and my dad when my parents went through a really hard time and they had the same thing happen in their marriage. My dad said to me, don't let the anger set in. And that's what was speaking to me when I was going through all these thoughts and emotions. And that stuck with me. And so when I leaned into that, I had to do things that would release a lot of the anger and the resentment and the tension. And that required me to look within. What do I need?
What do I want to be doing with my life? Who do I want to be in my life? Where do I want to spend my time, my energy? And that's when I was able to take ownership of my life and acknowledge my role within the world I was living in, with my career, with my marriage, with my family, and all of those other areas that I lived in. So the reason I'm sharing so much of that is that that's what the book is about. The book is about taking ownership of your life, acknowledging your role, how you show up, avoiding negativity, accepting the facts, and basically creating the life that you want and with the people that you want in it, first and foremost. And then once you have those people, how do you make sure those relationships are the best they can possibly be? So the way that I've structured the book is a series of chapters. And so the first chapter is going to be about you, because you are number one. And unless you stroke yourself properly, you're not going to be able to do that with anybody else. You must fill your cup up. You must make yourself happy so you can genuinely be happy for other people. I've had some guests on my podcast talk about that, where they were so deep in depression, or they were so down on themselves that they compared themselves to all these other people. And then they were seeing people accomplish things that they wanted to accomplish. And they said they were happy, but they weren't really happy for this person. And that's because they weren't doing anything for themselves. They weren't happy with themselves. So it was really, really hard to be happy for other people as well. So the chapter Stroke Yourself is really going to have you lean into who you are, who do you want to be, what are you doing for yourself? And there's a lot of self-care tips and tools in there. It will also have QR codes to feature some of the guests. And a lot of my guests have been through some kind of trauma, or they face some type of obstacle. So they really share their experiences of overcoming those. And they share some really great tools, tips, and resources for really leaning into who you are and who you want to be and all the things that you can do for yourself. And I was just listening to a recording this morning when I was in the sauna, and it was all about that self-care and how important that is for your overall health and your happiness. And it's mandatory if you want to have a really great life. So anyway, so that's all about the first chapter. I share a lot about some personal struggles and some growth. I talk about some past careers and my mentors that I had, and you know, a lot of the failures. A lot of people maybe just think I just popped out Music Compound one day and it was a huge success, but it really wasn't. It was, 7-8 years in the making, a lot of sacrifices. You know, I talk about short selling my house and that pivotal moment. And so there's a lot of things that I share personally as well to give you a little bit deeper understanding of how I got to where I am today. The second chapter, which is Stroke Your Spouse, is a great overview of marriage, whether it's really good, whether you're struggling, whether you're divorced, whether you're single, and leaning into that. My goal is really to help people mend a marriage, not end it. So I'm going to be coming from that standpoint, that even in the crappiest situations and the worst marriages possible, it can be turned around. You can find love, you can find peace, you can find forgiveness. It's going to start with yourself first, and then you'll be able to do that with your spouse. But so many things that I learned from my husband as well. I break down how we receive love. I mentioned Gary Chapman's 5 love languages, but I also go back to our childhood, how I was raised, how David was raised, the difference between my parents showing me love and the difference of his parents showing him love. So really diving into that can be really, really beneficial to your relationship, because for me, my parents, you know, they fed us, they housed us, they told us they loved us every now and then. You know, my parents tell me they're proud of me now, and they say they love me now. I don't remember hearing that much as a kid. Doesn't mean they didn't say it, it just, those weren't things that I remember. We never had snuggle time. We never read books together. We spent a lot of time outdoors. We lived on a farm. It's totally normal for my circumstances. My husband's family, his mom's an educator, his dad was in the funeral business, very nurturing, very loving, very focused on school and reading and education. So that's a completely different household than one you have, like, where you're working all the time and all the different things, where you have something that's like more I don't know, solid, I guess. I come from a divorced family, he comes from a marriage, still married. His parents are still married and strong. So breaking down those differences in the book as well. Then I go into employers and employees, and that's all about your professional development. So whether you're leading a team or whether you're working up that corporate ladder, I talk about the benefits of the workplace as far as the culture, showing your employees that you appreciate them, the value, boosting their mental and physical health as well, and how to do that. So there's a lot of great resources. A lot of my podcast guests are also mentioned in those chapters. They're CEOs or HR directors. They have exited companies as well. A lot of therapists actually speak on those topics as far as like workforce development and culture and people. And that those chapters are super, super great for you as well. And then I go into friends, then I go into family. And the last chapter is, as my coach said, it's a little bit spicy. I did remove a lot of things out of that. That chapter started out R, then I went to PG-13, and then I went to PG, and now I think it's rated G, I think. I don't even remember at this point because it's been so many edits and so much of the process. But there'll be a download for all the tips and tricks that you want to know that go in the bedroom. It's quite interesting when you put all these things out there and then people read it and it's like, are they going to judge? Are they going to think differently? And I had one of my friends who's a little bit older and more seasoned and retired and had worked with me in the past read that chapter. And she said, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be based on what you said. And then my book coach read that chapter and she was like, absolutely not. We have to pull the entire chapter. So most people think because of the title, it has to do with sex or in the bedroom or stroking different things. And so it's totally not that when it comes to stroke it. It's about the ego. It's about the people. It's about the relationship. But of course, if you know me, or maybe you don't know me, but you're going to get to know me, I have a really great personality. I have a good sense of humor and I love to have fun. So that is sprinkled throughout the entire book. To give you an example, I dedicated my book to three people. Well, one is the reader, so anybody that reads the book, which would be you. And then secondly, to my husband. And then thirdly, I dedicated the book to Tito, Tito's Vodka. And so there's a really fun paragraph there. It's a fun book. It's a light book. It's a really quick, easy read. You can read it in a weekend. And really, I think it's a great book for anyone that's entering the workforce, newly married, or maybe in crisis mode. And that crisis could be with a career, that crisis could be with their marriage, or just with themselves. Maybe you're just really, really struggling because of your expectations of yourself. Or maybe you thought you should have landed a promotion and you didn't. Or maybe you are dealing with, post-COVID trauma and like your mental capacity really isn't that strong right now. So depending on what you're going through, I do really feel like the book is a really great resource for anybody that is going through crisis mode or trying to discover who they are or what they want to be doing in the future. It's all from my heart. I worked on it since 2018 and there's been multiple edits of the book. The first book was like 25,000 words. And I was like, ooh, I'm ready. Like to go and publish this book. And the editor was like, yeah, no, you need like 25,000 more words and we need more perspective. So that's when someone actually encouraged me to start my podcast, which I have over 120 episodes. I've got, I think, 60 something guests that have appeared on the Stroke It podcast. So a lot of their tools and resources are sprinkled out throughout that book as well. So, the book is going to be launching on my website April 12th, which is a Friday. I'm going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff all weekend. If you don't know, this is the Masters weekend. And since my book is Stroke It, Different Strokes for Different Folks, and the golf course is all about taking strokes, we're playing into that. So I've got a whole Masters theme. I went out to the golf course and took some really great photos. So definitely follow my social media for all those fun things. For those that are able to see this on the visual, this is the cover of the book, and this is the back of the book. And I thought I'd just read a little bit, something from the back. Are you feeling underappreciated or misunderstood? Are you seeking more affection, romance, and fulfillment in your life? Then it's time to gain a better understanding of those around you and connect through a powerful concept called stroking. Within the pages of Stroke It, Jenny Townsend, me, offers valuable insights on how to enhance your relationships with all the significant individuals in your life. Your spouse, partner, employer, employees, family, friends, and especially yourself. Jenny has discovered how to emotionally, mentally, and physically stroke people in a sincere and rewarding ways to forge stronger connection. She even devotes a bonus chapter reserved for the bedroom, the one I was telling you about. By dedicating time and effort to prioritize your relationships, you will experience a profound sense of fulfillment and meaning, gain confidence supporting your employer's ideas, discover active listening tools for work and family life, and cater to your spouse or partner's love language. The ultimate outcome will be enhanced relationships and a greater sense of love, happiness, and overall well-being for anyone in your corner. So once again, this is my book, 6 years in the making, and it is a beautiful story and journey. And if you are out there and you have something that is speaking to you, or you feel like you want to get off your chest, or you feel like you want to write, you can have a book too. I was a C student. I was able to see my way to CEO and now author. And so don't underestimate yourself. Just start writing, start journaling. There's a lot of really great writing communities out there. I can connect you with my writing community. There's several. And one of my mentors, Gary, said that everybody has a book within them. And he wants to encourage everyone to write a book, not only for you, but for other people. Someone may need to hear your story. You may impact someone's life in ways that you'll never know by just sharing that story. And sharing your story can be really, really hard. Requires you to be very vulnerable. It opens you up for shame. It opens you up for judgment. Potentially a family member or two not talking to you as well. I hope that does not happen. But anyways, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. And with the right focus and the right love in your heart and with some passion and time, which you have to create time for yourself, you can do anything that you want to do. Life is really short. It's really precious, and don't take it for granted. Looking forward to having you pick up my book. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. If you haven't already followed me on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook, definitely do that. And I would love reviews. So if you've been listening to the Stroke It podcast, please give me a 5-star review. Please put in there what this podcast means to you. I never thought I'd be a podcaster either. And like, you end up doing all these amazing things to express yourself and help people. And, you know, it's sometimes nice to know that people are listening and people understand it and they value it and they appreciate it. So stroke me by giving me a review, and I'm wishing everyone a beautiful day. And thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to signing your copy of the Stroke It book. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Stroke It podcast today. If you want to stroke me, please consider giving me a 5-star review, sharing this podcast with 5 of your favorite friends or someone you may think could benefit from the podcast, and consider joining my collective. It's completely free for the first 30 days, and you can go to jennysfreegift.com.